Craig, thank you very much. It's great to be with you. And not just those of you sitting here and standing back there, but those of you all across the country in Phoenix and Tampa and Irving. Howdy. It is good to get to see both the faculty and the students of the University of Phoenix. And, you know, there's some big issues that are facing this country, and today I'm blessed to be able to be here with you and to talk about them. And there's some that I think need immediate focus. There are some immediate crises that are facing this country. And all too often, the younger generation gets left out of that conversation for whatever reason. And that, I happen to think that's a shame. And because if there was ever an election that I think is about young people, this is the one. This is the one that actually is about those of you who are about to inherit this country and take on both the issues and the problems that we have and the opportunities that you have as well. And the question is, what kind of country will we leave for you tomorrow? And there's some in my party who have their own versions of the status quo, if you will, and you'll find out pretty quick I'm not much of a status quo person. The establishment's not real fond of me, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, one of my opponents has a 59-point plan, and the first part of that plan is to preserve the current progressive tax system. To me, the way business is done in Washington is not the solution. They're the problem. And this race is really about the mess that Washington is in, and it's about stopping this big spending, it's stopping the bailouts, it's stopping big government policies that enable and empower bureaucrats. Most folks think we don't need to tinker and make major changes. I tell people I think it's time to quit looking at it with the tinkering mode, but to fundamentally overhaul the way that Washington works. You know, take entitlement reform. The establishment figures that I know view this issue solely through the prism of the current beneficiaries. And I agree we ought to protect the current beneficiaries of our Social Security program, but you know, who's going to stand up and say, what about the young American workers? What about those who would like to protect their investment in Social Security and in Medicare? There have been nearly, I think, 20, Greg, entitlement and spending reform commissions created in Washington, D.C. in the last 30 years. And you know why? Because it's a whole lot easier to name a commission to solve a problem than it is actually to solve the problem. That takes actual leadership. Some think we can fix Washington with a pair of tweezers, nibbling around the edges, if you will. I happen to think we need to take a sledgehammer to it. That's why I put forward a 20% flat tax that Americans can pay instead of trying to comply with the current mess. That's what you'd fill out. 20% flat tax, $12,500 for each of your dependents, your mortgage deduction, your charitable deduction, your local taxes deduction. Do that quick math, 20%, send it in, you're done. I think Americans are looking for that simplicity. I think Americans are looking for a way just to throw out that entire 3 million word code if that's what they want. If they want to stay in that and pay the lawyers and pay the accountants, we'll allow them to do that, but I think most Americans are smart enough to figure this out. It's a good way to get this economy going again. But it's more than just this. And it's more than just about getting the economy going again. You know, the IRS has actually gone from a tax collection agency to a taxpayer harassment agency. On top of the high taxes, Americans pay almost $400 billion to just file their taxes each year. The word, or I should say the phrase, IRS audit may be the scariest phrase in the American lexicon. The day my flat tax lets Americans file their taxes on a postcard is the day that we end the IRS as we know it. But the tax man isn't the only one out of control in Washington. As you and I were talking, Congress is out of control as well. Despite all the promises of reform, and earmarks are still a part of the congressional addiction. And I'm going to make Congress a promise. I'm going to help them kick their addiction, kick their habit, cold turkey. I will veto any budget that contains earmarks, period. It doesn't make any difference whether it's Republicans or Democrats. I don't think the congressional spenders will give up their tricks that easily. So I'll bring my own barrel of ink for my veto pen. Thank you very much. And while Americans are hurting, there is no excuse for congressional or federal bureaucrats, for that matter, to be spending higher salaries. So with that said, until we balance our budget as a country, I will impose an across-the-board pay freeze for Congress and all federal employees outside of the military and the public safety areas. There is a clear choice, I happen to think, in this race between the status quo tinkerers and those who represent the establishment and those that support bailouts. They oppose major tax reforms such as the flat tax. And my approach, which is to take a wrecking ball to the Washington, D.C. establishment with fundamental reform of our tax code, stopping the spending binge and ending the gravy train for those Beltway lobbyists. The future of America is too important for it to be left to Washington politicians. It's your country, and it's time for you to take your country back. I want you to inherit an America that is on the rise again. An America with good jobs and with great schools and with renewed confidence. We need to shake up Washington. We need to have major change. It's up to you, though, our youngest generation, to assert yourselves in the great American fashion and demand reform. Your country needs you. Answer her call. Thank you. I'm going to sit right here.
Yeah.
Good.
Right there. Nice job.
I'm going to do that.
Absolutely. Some water here for you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor, for those opening remarks. And as I mentioned before, we've got Phoenix, Tampa, and Irving hooked up electronically. Good afternoon to all of you. I know you're from Texas. I brought a few staff.
I know Irving's from Texas. Check out who's got the state flag in their background. That's Texas. God bless them.
Well, we are 400,000 students strong at University of Phoenix.
Yep.
We've got